And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Ectolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Black Mamba's Baby, I'll Give It to You. You'll listen to the Fuseleys underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Black Mamba's, a track called Baby, I'll Give It to You. That was a bit of LA punk and garage for you there, Tony.
Lovely.
From a new release that we'll talk about in just a second, but first of all, what is Black Mamba's Bandcamp page?
Blackmambas.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Black, B-L-A-C-K, Mambas, M-A-M-B-A-S, .bandcamp.com. Tell you what, I'm Paulie B and Internet Neil, and the reason that I'm now telling you about this is because it's one of two tracks we're featuring this week from a new compilation that's out now via Dirty Water Records called The New Testament, Tony, and it's got some of our old Dirty Water favourites on it, but also Black Mambas and another band we haven't played before that will be playing right at the end of the show. I'm afraid I can't remember whether it's free to download or not. I don't think it is, but it's ever so good. I think it's got 12 tracks on it, 6 bands, 2 tracks from each band. It's really, really good. And I don't think we've played a single track off it, but we have played some of the other bands on it. The Cavemen are on it, and the Scaners / Scanners are on it. It's really good. I had to listen right through it, and it's really good. And I picked that one, and one we're playing at the end of the show as well. And we are playing another band via Dirty Water Records this week, but they're not on the compilation, if that makes sense. Now, this is a bit in the show when I like to have a joke or a poem from you. I haven't had anything this week. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Call if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Now, I do have a joke, Tony.
Okay.
But before I tell it, I need to check something with you first. If I do a blonde joke, is it racist? I'm going to wait. I've got a blonde joke, but I'm not going to tell it unless I get some people positively encouraging it over the next week. We'll do it that way.
Well, I think you're always going to offend anyone, aren't you? So it doesn't really matter anymore.
Tony, every time I open my mouth, I offend someone.
Yeah, so I don't think it really matters anymore, does it?
Well, I'll still wait. If you'd like to hear the blonde joke I was told this week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, tell it, Paul, tell it. And we'll see. If we get one person does, I'll tell it next week. Oh, no. If one blonde person says, tell the joke. Oh, how about that? That sounds fair.
Attach some kind of picture.
They don't have to. They don't have to, no. They don't have to do that.
Okay.
You just have to say, I'm blonde, Paul, and I say go for it.
Fair enough.
But anyway, in lieu of that, maybe you could mention the British Podcast Awards, of which we are in.
Yes.
I don't know how else to say it.
Well, yeah. So as mentioned last week, we did say we'll mention it every week. Start the show this time. Try and, you know, keep you on your feet. So the British Podcast Awards. We are British. We are a podcast. We deserve an award. It ticks all the boxes for us, really.
It really does, yeah.
If you haven't voted for us so far, please do so. There's a Listener's Choice Award. It's supported by BBC Sounds. So it's kind of a big deal. We're kind of a big deal. It's a marriage made in heaven.
It is. And the thing is, Tony, that if we get recognised as being something, more people hear about us, more people hear the music, more people buy the music, all the bands benefit.
Yeah.
It's win-win.
But the only people it doesn't benefit is us. That's all right.
Well, of course, yeah. That is true.
We have screwed that bit up.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. But you can... if you can nominate or vote for us, please do so. There is a link on punkyradio.com. So go to the bottom of the screen. It's there. Or alternatively, if you fancy exercising your digits, you can go to britishpodcastawards.com. Get a vote. There's a search box in the middle of the screen. Type in Punky, will appear. We may or may not be at the top, so scroll down a little bit. But Punk, we are on there. You can vote for us. That'd be great. I think you've got until the 15th of May. So,
oh, there you go. It is mid-May. I was right.
Yes.
The Ides of May. Not nearly as popular as the Ides of March.
No.
But anyway. All right. Well, thanks for that, Tony, because I had a bit of a gap there. Now, Tony, are you interested in a post-punk side project from the Dark Lord of Nightbreed?
Of course.
Of course you are. Our Trev, the Dark Lord, he's in... loads of different bands, they're all his. The latest one that he's doing is a post-punk project called Chaos Bleak, Tony, and we've had a track through. I believe this might be the first track they've done. I rather liked it. Thought we'd play it. Sound alright by you?
Yeah.
Obviously they've got a Facebook page, Tony. What is Chaos Bleak's Facebook page?
facebook.com/chaosbleak
facebook.com/chaosbleakband.
Yeah.
Paulie the Internet One, Tony One, and this is Beneath the Moon.
Afraid, treating the fool, you and I, when
You're listening to Desaro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chaos Bleak and Beneath the Moon. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, which some of you are, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment. We do like to hear from you. Comments, much more so than messages, please. Because we see them. We both see them. Get in touch. Got two, three this week.
Crikey.
Firstly, in response to last week's show, I believe, Question Duction got in touch to say thanks for playing us. Looking forward to 9 songs about fire on next week's show. Thank you, Mr. Crash Induction.
Is that something we've already forgotten?
What, about the fire?
Yeah.
What's Notre that Dame.
Oh, yeah.
It was burning when we recorded last week's show. I think it's out
was,
now.
It was, yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, we've moved on.
Yeah. We don't remember it's last week's show.
It isn't right to talk about burning churches over Easter weekend.
No. Well. No.
Which is why we should be, to be honest. But anyway.
Seth Camel
thank
been
you.
In touch.
Oh, sorry, thank you, Crash and Dutch.
Seth Camel can be in touch.
Heg Tollow, Seth Catmilk.
Heg Tollow. He says, hi guys. Being inspired by one of your episodes, I have started my own religion. You can find it on the Book of Face by typing in the Church of the Feline Lactating.
And I've done that.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you learnt anything?
I am. No, not yet. But I have joined.
Okay. Well, maybe enlightenment's coming.
There's nothing I like more than a lactating cat.
Oh, well, there's not.
Cat's tating.
Mmm. Milky cat.
Milky cat.
Neil Harrison's been in touch.
Heg Tollow, Neil.
Heg Tollow. Morning, chaps. Crazy Neil from Crash Induction here. Thanks for playing...
Blanky.
I know, thanks for playing Barry Scott this week. Unless you said, appropriate in light of the cleaning project at Notre Dame. Do you think instead of donating cash, maybe a more appropriate way to help would be to take a van load of cleaning products as a cross-border token of friendship over to Paris?
I do.
There you go.
Except the first thing they do, is use it on their toilets.
That is true. French toilets are wrong.
If they could find one. He has poured bleach down the hole in the ground.
Yeah.
That will hurt the worms.
Thanks. Is Neil the singer, I think. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I can't keep up with him.
No, I can't remember.
I will say, though, Tony, that having been to France in recent years, they do have toilets. For those of you who haven't been to France before, they do actually have toilets now.
Do they? Oh.
In the built-up areas.
Okay. Yeah, because the ones at the service stations are appalling.
Yeah, you don't want to get rural.
Ooh, no. They were a shock. Yes.
So it turns out, Tony, I'm overly concerned about telling a blonde joke, but where the French are concerned, all bets are off.
Exactly. Well, yeah, the way it is. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Let's play 2 songs in a row now.
Let's do that.
Stay tuned for Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls with a very exciting song I'm very excited to hear, excitedly. But first up, a band we haven't played before called The Nuclears, Tony.
Okay.
Who are a Brooklyn rock and roll band. I think you'll like this. What is The Nuclears Bandcamp page?
TheNuclears.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. Tony T, poorly be in this day one. Thank you, The Nuclears, for getting in touch with us directly. This is Back to My Girl.
I told you I just need some space right now. I can't stand to see your stupid face. Oh yeah, oh yeah, back to my girl. Blowing up my phone saying, baby, 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 won't you please come home? Oh yeah, oh yeah. said I was sorry. You just took me by the hand and said I'm sorry too. Oh yeah, oh yeah, back to my girl.
Dogging.
Dealer in death, that is
listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls and a track off their latest album, Shake Them Rattling Bones, called Too Much Blues. And it is a cracking album. Really, really good. Make sure you find out about it and indeed get it via their website, which is...
JoeCarlyandTheOldDrySkulls.com.
It gets you every time, Tony. OldDrySkulls.com.
All right.
OldDrySkulls.com. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 2. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I did a gig. I gigged. I played. Yeah, that was anything I did. So yeah, as mentioned last week, Good Friday, we played a gig. At the Pit and Pendulum in town.
At the Pit and Pendulum.
First time I've gigged there. First time I've seen a band there, actually. So I did both in one night.
It is a good venue. It's a shame it wasn't better attended. But I think Good Friday is traditionally a travelling day.
Mm.
And it's quite hard for people to get out at night because they're exhausted by the time they've got wherever they're going. And I've always felt this as well, that there's... I have always felt there's as many people coming back to a place as there are going to a place. But when they get back to a place for the weekend, it's to see family and that. So the first night, they see family. And then they're sick of them by Saturday, so they all go out Saturday. So I think that's why it wasn't rammed. But I have to say, Tony, I thought the Apocalypse Babies were extremely good. If a little faster than I'm used to seeing them. I can't think why that would be.
No.
Freddy Fast Fingers.
I know. But yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Clearly. No, it was good, actually. Yeah, it was good. It was good. And I look forward to seeing you again.
Yes. We've got currently no gigs in the pipeline. Nothing confirmed. Probably it's some, but we're going to kick off practice next week. And we're going to try and formalise the sets a bit. The set was a little bit all over the place.
About to say that, Tony. That wasn't the set list I was expecting.
It wasn't the set list I was expecting.
Right.
We got on stage. It was all running quite late. And the main support band... The main band... cut our set list down to 30 minutes just before we went on. So we, and me... I started a little mutiny in the band. Because we started opening with a new song called Headcase, and it's quite slow, and it's got two lead breaks in it. It's about 5 minutes long, and it's a bit of a set killer. So I said, right, I don't want to start on it, and then the drummer said it as well. So
right,
we started on a different song this week, and then we asked you to just shout to them out beforehand. So it was a bit like that.
Right.
So I don't even know what we played. I know right, what we didn't play, but yeah.
Yeah. I know what you didn't play, Tony.
Local Hero.
Local Hero.
It was on the set list.
But it was on the set list after a lie, which would denote a potential encore.
Yes.
In its defence.
Yeah.
But it was still a very good set. And well done, you lot. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Mm.
And what's also nice, Tony, is now that you're in the band, you have to be there when they're on.
Yes, of course, yeah. I get to see... Well, I don't get to see them, but I do get
to... Well, you do. You do. You get to see the sides of their faces.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did that on the Friday night. I went and watched you. Thanks very much for that. Great mm-hmm. fun. And then on Saturday, I did my latest Nutty Nottingham Comedy in History walking tour. 12 people attended, thanks to all of them that came along. But you know what? One or two of them, a bit snippy.
In what way?
Oh, is it one of those when you got people who think they're tour guides and they've got facts? And when that happens, I let it go once or twice. But then the third time, I say, right, that's a really interesting fact. Thank you very much for that. But what was the difference between that fact and my fact? And they say, I don't know. I said, mine had a joke at the end. It's a history and comedy tour, not just a history tour. So if you got another fact, if there's a joke at the end, fine. If there's not, button it.
Ooh.
And that was established. No, it's all done with a smile on my face and all that. But it's like, people don't... If you want to go and do a history tour, go and do a history tour. If you want to shout at a bloke on a history tour, do it. But don't take on a bloke with 25 years stand-up comedy experience with just facts.
True.
So, yeah, I'm not sure whether the person in question will be giving me a 5-star review on TripAdvisor. But the rest were fine. Anyway, it was good fun. And it dragged on. I say dragged on. It's supposed to be about an hour and a half long. It went on for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And actually, the person who was the one who kept butting in and making it longer said, how much longer is there? Because I need to go shopping. And I said, well, you should have thought of that about an hour ago. when it was hinted at that we needed to crack on. There was also a man from the United States there who was only about the same height as me, but had size 14 feet, Tony.
Wow.
And they're enormous feet. Mm. And he looked like he was ready to go water skiing at any moment.
Nice.
Really, really quite impressive. I was very impressed by his feet. He had amazing feats.
Excellent.
All right, then. Here's a band that did amazing feats for many years but won't be doing any more because the lead singer's dead. I talk, of course, about The Fall, Tony. Marquis Smith died early this year. It was early this year, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Well, it was early this year. I think so. Oh, I'm getting confused now. Anyway, The Fall, I doubt very much The Fall will manage to get on stage again because I can't see anybody being able to replace Marquis Smith in any way, shape or form. But they have had two albums reissued, one of which is Live at the Witch Trials, and they've been reissued by Cherry Red Records, who we do like a reissue from them. Excuse me. And I thought we'd play another track from Live at the Witch Trials this week, because it's not an album that I was as familiar with as I should have been, and listening back to it again, I go, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one to play that. So in our From the Vault section, we're going to play one right now, Tony. What is The Fall's website? It's still the official website of The Fall. It's still there. What is The Fall's website?
TheFall.com?
TheFall.xyz. Yeah, it's another one of those, isn't it? How can they do that, Tony? Remind us.
Oh, there's all sorts of new different top-level domains, like .band, .rock, whatever, .hotel, .london. There's loads now.
And there's clearly .xyz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, TheFall.xyz, making it Paulie Bean in Set 3, Tony 2, and this is Futures and Pasts. Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Ah, now, we may have a new bed soon.
Oh.
I received an electronic press kit for, a band that had been released on record for the first time, that are Malawian street music.
Oh.
and it's really catchy and mostly instrumental. And I wanted to play a track by it this week, but there wasn't one with enough words in it that was short enough. They're all quite long. So I thought we'd do it as a bed so we can feature it. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
Good. That was The Fall, Futures and Pasts. Tony, do you have any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
You'd think this would have sped up by now.
Nah. How rude. But accurate. Yes, if you've got a gig for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much you to watch them play, who they're playing with. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. All gigs to you, thanks. Two gigs this week, and it is international as well. International as you like. First up, Jen Schillenberg's been in touch.
Hello, Jen. Hectolo, Jen.
Hectolo, the picket painter, of course, as we shall
know. The picket painter.
So she's got a local gig to her in Washington, Washington, D.C. The Pie Shop is the Breaking Even Fest. It's this weekend.
We both love one of those, wouldn't we?
We really do. Do you look to break even? 26th, 28th of April. That would, I would assume, be Friday. Let me have a look. Yes, it is. Friday to Sunday. $35 for a 3-day pass. And you get a free t-shirt with that.
Cool.
Tickets at Breaking Even Fest. So there are 3 days, loads of bands on. Callie Massey, Homo Superior, American Television, Love, Stop Boring and Love the Bomb. $, Double Motorcycle. Very punky. There you go. That's what I'm saying to that. So if you are in the Washington DC area, go to the Pie Shop this weekend. $35 to get a free t-shirt and watch some bands.
I think every single gig I've ever put on has pretty much been called Lose Fest.
Yeah.
Cost Fest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
anyway, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Jen.
And back over here, Crash Induction have been in touch.
Have they really?
Yes, they have. He says, hi, Tony. So, this, again, same dates, Friday to Sunday, 26th, 28th, sees the return of the friendliest alternative music festival around. Undercover.
It's in its seventh year. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Keeps getting better. This year's moved to the Boston Arms / the Dome in Tufnell Park, London. Various ticket prices depending on which way you go. £74 for the whole weekend. Loads of bands playing, including Sham 69, Slaughter of the Dogs, GBH, Eastfield, The Restarts, East Town Pirates, etc., etc. Oh, and Crash Induction are playing on the Sunday. Probably with massive hangovers from being there all weekend. There you go. So, yeah, if you are in London,
it's a great venue, the Boston Arms. Great venue. That's where I met PJ from Dirty Water Records.
Oh, right.
The Boston Arms. They started their gigs there before they were labeled years ago, and they famously were one of the first people to put the White Stripes on a bill in London, and it's gone down as a bit. I think NME is one of their greatest gigs ever.
Oh, nice!
At the Boston Arms, yeah, superb venue.
Then looking at the poster, there's too many bands to mention, but
too many
bands of note. Chelsea's playing, and Pussycat the Dirty Johnsons are playing.
Excellent.
Yeah. And of course, Crash
Induction. If we thought about this sooner, we could have probably done a special for it. But
probably.
Well, I knew about it. I just didn't do anything about it because, let's face it, I can't remember anything from one week to the next.
No, we
I had to ask
that.
You what the fire was about.
So there you go. So if you can go, Undercover Festival. It's undercoverfest.com.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And one other thing. We should probably mention. And a photograph was taken, you put it on your page, but when you were playing with Apocalypse Babes on Friday, you had a Porn Scars t-shirt on.
I did.
And it looked very good.
It's a good t-shirt.
It's nearly as good as the t-shirt that will be there that's going to say Tony and the Apocalypse Babies.
Yeah, that's coming. Maybe not just yet.
No.
they need to warm up to that idea, but it's coming.
Yeah. Well, no, you can just throw it on them one day, I think. I also think you should wear a kilt.
There was a kilt, wasn't there, on Friday?
Yeah.
No, maybe not.
I think you would look extremely dashing in a kilt, Tony.
I've got extremely white legs.
Yeah, well, you just look a bit more Scottish then, wouldn't you?
True.
Make them blue.
True that.
Look really Scottish. Yeah. No, I think a kilt with a sporran would suit you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, give it a go.
I think Crash Induction singer wears a kilt.
Exactly, and how good does he look?
He does look good on it, actually. You're right.
He looks dreamy.
He is dreamy.
He almost looks as good as a girl.
Well, that's it for gigs this week.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Worried about cross-dressing now?
Warmy legs.
Two songs in a row, Tony.
Hmm.
Stay tuned for The Heck. First up, a band who are now close to our hearts and already close to Crash Inductions, The Ramonas, Tony.
Yes.
And they are, I'll say the UK's, I believe, the world's foremost female Ramones covers band, who also now are doing their own stuff. They brought out an album of their own stuff called First World Problems. It's absolutely brilliant. We've only played two songs off it. Here comes a third, Tony.
Wow.
It's one of those, though. They are The Ramonas, but here's the website. I'll give you a 50-50 here. Is The Ramonas website theramonas.co.uk or ramonas.co.uk?
Ramonas.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul of Internet 3. I can't help thinking the hell you're out there, but then you probably know it anyway. This is 2016, open brackets, fuck this, close brackets.
What a joke, fuck this. Structure, corruption, division of a masses. Discrimination, aggravation, backwards and classes. Nothing shocks us anymore. Nobody skip breaks the news they roar. Money holds the power. Down from the tower. Six powers over what next? Closing the borders and building the walls. Cast our votes now, watch us fall. Nothing shocks us anymore. The rich get rich, the poor stay poor. Money holds the power. Down from the tower.
But we have people that are stupid. We need money. I'm really rich. We have losers. We have losers. You all laughed at me. Isn't it funny? I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Night of the Brown Hole.
Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Heck and a track called Waiting in Line. The Heck, Tony, are Netherlands garage rock, and aren't they just? That's a track of their debut album, which is out now, via Dirty Water Records, Tony, as threatened. You mentioned them quite a lot this week. What is The Heck's website?
TheHeck.official.com.
TheHeck.nl. NL for Netherlands. TheHeck.nl. And I think the album's called Who the Heck? Nice. Some words I quite like. Which makes it Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3. So this is close as well. I like this show this week, Tony.
Yes.
It has fine. Balance. Balance.
Well, you got
what
balance.
Are you doing this week?
4 day week again, so work. Mostly, and then band practice on Saturday. I'm going to try and start putting the wheels back on this thing.
Right.
Well, no, the wheels are on it, but I want to put better wheels on it.
You and want maybe, stabilizers,
and maybe maybe nice one of those nice fins at the back and a big exhaust.
Going faster strikes.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Which, let's face it, will be down the rest of the band by the time you've had another rehearsal.
I think they'll catch up. But we'll see. We'll see.
No, I know that they shouldn't.
Fuck them.
They shouldn't. No, Tony, don't say that about your new band. Be nice. Be nice. Count to four slowly and keep at it.
Will do.
What are you doing? As much as anything else, they have a lot of words. Right, that are going to be very hard for Astrid to sing if you continue to try and play at 1,000 miles an hour. You've got to do it for the band, Tony. You've got to do it for the band.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll get it practiced right. Yeah, so the second gig, we're kind of like...
So you're not having it, are you? You're going, yeah, they'll get it right. They'll speed up.
I spoke to the band afterwards and they said, well, no, we thought it was actually the right speed because it's the speed we've been playing at practice and it sounds all right.
Yeah, of course it is, because you're there.
I think I maybe was a bit too fast on the night. I think that is true, but...
I think all that's happened is they've got used to playing at the speed you want to play at. You are draconian. You are Dratonian.
Yeah. Well, they've got to give me one song. It's only the one, but anyway.
All right.
One song.
All right.
What are you up to this week?
It's my gig in Oslo this Saturday. The Oslo Comedy Club is back, featuring me, Robin Mulholland and Joe Bromhead, and it's going to be brilliant, and I hope to see you all there. It's at Horgan's on Hegdehaugsveien, and if you are in Oslo this weekend, make sure you get down there. You can get advance tickets, which is the cheapest way to do it, via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. And I love going to Oslo. It's always great. And if the weather's all right as well, I mean, I won't have to take 6 coats. It is a long way north. So, yeah, I am very much looking forward to that. And I think I've got a morning flight, so I'll be on the way out. So I'll be there a little bit longer than... No, because the last few times I've flown at midday, and this one, I think, is 9 a.m.
How long is the flight? 2 hours, is it?
An hour and 3/4, mate.
Oh, OK.
Not far away at all. We don't... People in the UK don't realise just how far north we are.
Yeah.
Like, if you look on a map, Newcastle is on the same line of latitude as Copenhagen in Denmark. But then Oslo is on about the same line of latitude as the sort of southern Shetland Islands, I suppose. But anyway, who knows? That's all a bit specific. So that's happening.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Good.
But now we're going to play another song, Tony. This is one for all you Donald Trump fans out there.
Oh.
Band called Metaleptic Fit, Tony.
Okay.
Led by Reverend Metaleptic.
Really?
They are a Chicago industrial metal band, and I love this song. I got these. You know, we were talking about that website, Music Submit.
Yeah.
I went through all the bands on it. This is one of the only bands I found that I wanted to play.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to. What is Metaleptic Fit's website, Tony?
Metaleptic Fit.com.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 4, and this is Let's Build Another Wall.
Some walls to keep them in, some walls to keep them out, some walls are made to divide, some walls are made to survive, some walls are made to pray, some walls are made to stay.
Let's build the wall today,
and tomorrow we'll make the pay.
Let's build a wall on the north. Let's build a wall on the south. Let's build a wall around our cities. Let's build a wall around the house. Let's build a wall on the east. Let's build a wall on the west. Let's build a wall on the beach to keep our country out of reach.
Build me a high wall. Build me a tall wall. Build me a wide wall. Wall will protect us all. Wall from the bad and protect all that is good. The wall will live. The wall will live. The wall will live. The way it should.
Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Metal Electric Fit and Let's Build Another Wall. Interesting, Tony. Interesting. I'm calling that.
Okay.
There was a certain amount of symmetry on this week's show, but you'd have to be a regular listener to maybe notice. Have you got a twat?
I do.
It's fanfare time. Where are the trumpets? I want trumpets. Give me the trumpets. Or, failing that, give us the theme song.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees. Oh, dirty knees.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Dirty knees.
Feels like it's been a while, anyway.
It does. It has been a while.
Yes. Thanks for your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Ooh, where are they from? And a reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. Every twat responded to. Although I might not respond to this one personally, but I'm doing it on the show. Thanks for your twats. Email them to me. Thank you very much. We can't do the feature without you. And obviously the theme tune, which we just played. So you've got to play that.
And we'll be playing it again at the end of this.
We certainly will.
Yeah. Twat!
Les Coy's been in touch.
Oh, brilliant.
He says, hi, Tony.
Peg Tollow.
Peg Tollow, Les.
Les.
He says, hi, Tony. Today, 17th of April, is an annual day to remember the hundreds of political prisoners being held in Israeli jails for protesting against the illegal operation of Palestine.
Now, hold on 1 second.
Yes.
That was when he sent it.
Yes, he did.
This today is not 17th of April.
22nd today, but 23rd when it's released. But yeah.
Oh, we haven't even mentioned St. George.
Of course, yeah, tomorrow, isn't it? And I'm working.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, maybe do a little bit at the end.
Yeah. Everyday Palestinians suffer at the hands of the Israelis, and our news is more interested in whether we say bad words about the Jews. As soon as we say anything bad about the Israeli state, we are accused of being anti-Semitic and racist. Well, fuck that shit. Let's call a spade a spade, and to that end, I would like to nominate Benjamin Netanyahu of Israeli as a twat. Jewish people who vote for him are twats too. Don't mean I'm racist, but anyone who votes for a political party that carries out torture has blood on their hands. Okay,
right. He's alright, Netanyahu, that one.
All the best, Nez.
He's alright, Netanyahu. He's been around too long. Four or five turns in a row he's had there now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He's been around too long.
Yeah. So a serious twat. We can have serious twats. That's fine. We can do that.
We can, yeah, because power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah, just look at me on stage.
Thanks, fucking Zachary, Tony. Excuse my language. Is there another language on Earth, do you think, that they put swear words in the middle of words? What is it? There's a name for it, isn't there, when you do that?
There is one, yeah. I don't know what it is.
But we are particularly good at the English.
I don't know, because I can't speak any other languages, I'm not sure. But I wouldn't imagine so.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't I, actually? I don't know.
Yeah. I can't think of another example. Well, obviously, I don't know either. If you speak another language to us, and you can understand what we're saying.
Yes.
Maybe you could let us know whether you insert a swear word in the middle of a word as well.
Well, that would be great. Give us some examples.
We really would like some. This could be how Swearesperanto comes back in marvellous fashion. There's got to be some in German.
There's got to be some. I mean, I know the Germans, they like making, stringing lots of small words together to make stupidly long words.
They really do. It's like they don't really like sentences.
No.
They're like, why bother with a sentence when you can just have one word?
There is a famous one.
I'm sure they do it.
There's a famously long word for matchbox, but I can't remember what it is.
For matchbox?
Yeah, it's something like little box with matches in it, so it's strung all together.
Right, okay.
Timo would
I love it
know.
Already.
Yeah.
I love it already.
I'll try and remember what it is. But yeah, you know, that'd be good to know, actually. I'm sure Timo's listening. Send us something. But anything else, really, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. But yes, this is happening.
This is happening.
Go for it.
So for all the things Palestinian, but for four or five terms and being a twat, I guess, I don't know much about Palestine, unfortunately. Benjamin Netanyahu.
No, you don't say where he's from.
Of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, hang on. Okay. So for all the reasons they stated, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel
is a twat. If we get a visit from Mossad this week, I'm going to be really upset.
It's all Nez's fault.
It's unnecessary is what it is. One last track this week, Tony.
We'll play the theme tune again.
Oh, we got to play the theme tune? Of course we have. Oh, yes. See, I'm so out of practice. Let's hear the theme tune again. Dirty knees.
Dirty knees.
One last track this week, Tony. And as I say, it's the second one from the Dirty Water release, the New Testament, that I believe is out right now and is definitely worth checking out. It's really, really good. Band called The Fadeaways, Tony.
Okay.
Some Tokyo 60s garage punk coming your way now. Now, it's at the moment, it's for all, isn't it?
Yeah.
So here's the last one. What is The Fadeaways Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... The Fadeaways Band.
Oh! Facebook.com/ The Fadeaways Japan. And it's THEFADEAWAYS Japan. Paulie being at 5, Tony 4, and this is I'm Useless. That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget, we really would like you to vote for us in the British Podcast Awards if you possibly could. And thanks to everyone who has done so far, who's listed on Facebook that they voted. Really, really kind of you. It is St. George's Day this week, Tony, and I will be in Nottingham tomorrow afternoon for the St. George's Day parade wearing my St. George's shirt.
Mm, excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Because I go for that sort of thing.
You do.
I love it. Mm. I love a bit of St. George's Day. I'd properly celebrate it with English beer and everything.
Right, cool.
Yeah. Maybe you can mention one or two of the ways people can listen to the show.
Yeah, you can find us at Padunk, padunkradio.com. You can find us at Radio Andra, which is radioandra.se. You can find us on Spotify. One of the easiest ways to listen to us, if you have Spotify on your phone, open the Spotify app, search for Punky Radio in the podcast section. We're at the top. That's how it works. You can play us on your Alexa device. Download the Alexa skill for Punky Radio, and then you can just command it with your mouth to listen to us.
And it is funny when you do it as well. It is funny as well.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's about it, I think.
And there's Tune In, and you can just basically type in Punky Radio to something or other, and you'll find us.
You'll find
other than an electric typewriter.
Yes, tis true.
Yeah. I might see one or two of you at the Oslo Comedy Club this Saturday. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't.